I'm Chris Rebelo for California Healthline. Those who have voting power in Sacramento are keeping pretty mum on the subject of health care. Lawmakers are waiting for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to reveal the details of his plan to reduce costs while extending health care coverage to at least half of the state's uninsured residents. The governor will announce his health care reform plan during his State of the State address in January. Dr. Richard Brown directs the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research. His recent studies focus on health insurance coverage, the lack of coverage, and the effects of public policies, managed care, and market conditions on access to health services, particularly as they relate to disadvantaged populations, ethnic minorities, and immigrants. The center provides analytic support for policymakers and advocates involved in the healthcare arena. Dr. Brown talked about the governor's interest in a plan passed in Massachusetts to provide universal health coverage in that state, along with other health reform measures supposedly under consideration in Sacramento.
Do you think it's going to be possible to cover the uninsured or more of the uninsured in this state without raising taxes, which has also been one of his promises?
I think it's going to be next to impossible for the governor to realize the goals that he has set out without either raising taxes or making employers who are currently not spending very much on their employees' health care to at least begin to spend something that approaches the average of what other employers who are providing health benefits to their employees are spending. California simply doesn't have the kind of conditions that Massachusetts had when they enacted their program. We have a far higher uninsured population. Our uninsured population is greater than the population of Massachusetts itself. Massachusetts had a $1 billion fund sitting there and available for this purpose that had been used to pay for uncompensated hospital care. California doesn't have that. They have a higher proportion of employers who offer health insurance and a higher proportion of employees who are covered through employment-based coverage than California does. And California has more undocumented immigrants, making it more challenging for them to get covered either through their employer in some cases, but certainly through federally sponsored programs.
Last year, there was a proposal by State Senator Sheila Kuehl for universal coverage. The governor vetoed it. It may be reintroduced this year. He'll probably veto it again. I heard her in a recent interview. She mentioned a possibility regarding managed competition as a way to deal with some of the problems in the state. What's your take on that possibility?
Well, I'm not sure what she means by managed competition, but certainly one option that California could use is to expand our existing public programs, mainly the Healthy Families program that currently covers low and moderate income children, and the Medi-Cal program, which covers many of those children in that group, as well as their parents in some cases, and many other adults. Those programs can be expanded, as they have been in a number of other states, and we could get federal matching funds to help California pay for this expansion. Those plans are increasingly relying on the contracting with private health insurers to cover their beneficiaries, and perhaps she means taking that as a model and paying health plans to take currently uninsured Californians as enrollees in a similar fashion, with a sliding fee scale and substantial government subsidies. I think that that is an effective way to expand coverage, bringing in some federal funds to help California with this enormous problem.
So if it was your call, and I'm asking you, doctor, if you could devise a solution, what would your solution look like? Have you formulated anything?
Well, a colleague of mine, Rick Cronick, and I had a few years ago developed a proposal that had been introduced by Senator Jackie Speier in 2002 into the Senate. And that proposal would utilize these public programs in California to offer a vehicle for subsidizing coverage for workers and non-workers in the state who are currently uninsured. But we also proposed, and I think this is important, to require that employers step up to the plate, those who are not currently covering their employees or who are paying very minuscule contributions for their employees' coverage, and making more significant contributions based on a percentage of payroll, which would make it affordable to every employer in the state. It did require some modest increase in revenues to help pay for it, but it was a workable system and one that I think still merits a lot of attention and consideration.
Well, a possibility that has been floated from the governor's office as his panel of advisors look at ways to increase coverage but also reduce cost is there's been a possible proposal that would repeal existing rules that require HMOs to cover treatments for such things like mental illness, birth control, cancer screenings. Do you think that's an effective way to cut costs? What do you think of that proposal?
I don't think it's an effective way to cut costs. I don't think it's an effective way to control spending. I think it is an effective way to have a cheap program that, frankly, a lot of people won't want to enroll in because it's not going to buy them very much coverage. And we see that being marketed by a number of health insurers today around the country. And, you know, while the take-up rates for those kinds of high-deductible health plans with very limited benefits has been growing somewhat, it's still a very small percentage of the insurance market. There's not a lot of interest on the part of employers, and there's not a lot of interest on the part of employees in enrolling in those plans. And I think the evidence is that they will, on the average, leave most working Californians paying considerably more in health care expenditures than they do today, and in many cases, actually pushing them over the edge into bankruptcy and certainly into financial distress. I think it's not a good way to go.
Earlier, you had mentioned California's large immigrant population. That's sort of the elephant in the room that nobody has really addressed directly. What's the best way, do you think, to deal with that issue?
Well, first of all, I think we need to recognize that their children are overwhelmingly children who were born here in this country and are U.S. citizens. They are going to school. They are destined to become the workers of tomorrow. And we ought to be very concerned about making sure that they get the health care that they need to become adequately developed and healthy, working and contributing adults to our society, our economy, and to their families. I think it's in California's interest to do that. I also think that even for adults who are here and are undocumented immigrants, we do need to recognize that they're parts of our communities. They work in our restaurants. They work in our supermarkets. They work in a variety of places in which they come into contact with everybody else. And germs and viruses don't seem to stop in a given community simply because that community may have predominantly people who are not here legally or have many such people. So I think it's in our interest to assure that all residents of California have coverage and access to basic health care that they need to be functioning and healthy members of our communities and societies. That said, I think that many undocumented immigrants currently do actually get health insurance through employment, and many more could do that. We could also provide health care to all children in our state and make that a state commitment, as the governor has indicated he supports. So I think there are ways to address this problem, but we do need to recognize that it is something that needs to be a part of our plan.
And then you mentioned earlier state programs, Medi-Cal programs. There was an article recently in the Sacramento Bee that talked about understaffing and all the red tape, that it makes it difficult for doctors to enroll to take care of Medi-Cal patients. There's some statistics here that Medi-Cal has about 46 primary care doctors for every 100,000 patients. The standard for Medicaid, the federal program, is about 60 to 80 doctors per 100,000 patients. Seems like there's not enough doctors right now to take care of the patients that are in the Medi-Cal system. And if Medi-Cal is expanded to include, let's say, more kids, is the system going to be able to handle that?
Well, I think part of any agreement that expands the Medi-Cal program must recognize that the state needs to pay an adequate reimbursement rate for doctors, for hospitals, for health plans that are caring for the enrollees in the Medi-Cal program. It can't be done on the cheap and be done well. We do need to streamline these programs. California spends very little per Medi-Cal enrollee compared to the rest of the country. And I think California needs to recognize that it can't go on being the bargain basement of society and have an effective, adequately funded healthcare system, because in the end, we do pay for that. We pay for it with people walking around with chronic illnesses or not being able to walk at all and becoming more dependent on other institutions in our state, the welfare system, criminal justice system, and others, really in part because they are not able to get adequate health care to deal with chronic illnesses that they have or that they may be developing.
The governor appeared on NBC's Meet the Press recently, and he talked about his goals to extend coverage. The organization Health Access, a healthcare advocacy group, estimates that it would cost about $6 billion to expand coverage to half of the state's uninsured residents. That figure seems really almost insurmountable. What's your take on that?
I think it depends a lot on the way we go about doing it. I think if we start to require that employers and individuals in our state make contributions that are commensurate with their ability to pay, then I think we can spread the costs of expanding coverage to the people who would benefit from it, that is, employers not currently making a fair contribution, as well as individuals who could be paying at least something toward the costs of their coverage. We do need to understand that the uninsured are predominantly a low-income population. Three-fourths have family incomes that are below 300% of the poverty level, which is equivalent to about $46,000, $47,000 a year for a family of three. Those families, many of which are struggling to get by, cannot be expected to bear the brunt of the costs of expanding coverage to them. So we do need to have substantial subsidies. But I think a lot of that can come from employers. Some of it can come from federal matching funds. But we do need to recognize that we're going to have to provide some tax revenues to help pay for it as well.
One of the other items on the governor's list is efforts to promote a healthy lifestyle to prevent ailments. Sounds like a good idea. It takes a long time for the financial benefits of that to accrue back to the system, though, right?
Well, it does over the very long run, but it's not that long a run, because if we can really work effectively on improving people's health and their wellness, essentially, I think we can begin to realize some savings in a very few years. In addition, if we combine that with effective chronic disease management programs, then I think we can really see some savings as well as improvements in the health of the population.
So if you were going to put your hat on and take a look into the future, like a year from now, after the legislative session is over, after the governor's announced his plans, what do you think the health care landscape could look like in California a year from now? Do you think a year is going to be enough to make a change, or is it going to take longer?
My guess is it's probably, even in the current climate of increasing intensity of interest and focus on this issue, that it's at least a two-year legislative process to get to the enactment of significant health care reform in California. But it's really going to take the strong political leadership of the governor, strong leadership from key legislators, and a lot of interest groups that have been standing on the sidelines watching this unfold and merely throwing rocks at the things that they dislike, stepping up and recognizing that they're going to have to be contributors to solving the problem and not just the bashers of proposals that they find distasteful to their interests for various reasons. And I think that especially includes the business community, which cannot just stand by and demand efforts to reduce their costs and not to recognize that so many businesses in the state are not even making adequate contributions today to help pay for health care of their workers and their workers' families.
Your center at UCLA, will you be involved in this effort at all? What's your role?
One of the roles that our center plays is to provide analytic support to many of these different efforts. And we provide data and analysis to the governor and his staff, to the legislature, and to many advocacy groups, as well as to the media, that they use in their assessment of the magnitude of these problems and the characteristics of people who currently don't have coverage and who might be eligible under different scenarios for expanded programs as well as contributions. So we play a strong analytic role in supporting the development of these kinds of policy proposals.
Anything I haven't asked you, Doctor, that you want to say about the upcoming year of healthcare that is supposed to be the governor's signature issue and maybe the big issue in California? Anything you haven't said?
Well, I think this is an opportunity for California to really step out in front of many other states in the nation in showing real national leadership as a model of addressing these programs. One of the things the governor talked about on Tim Russert's program was the fact that he, as a Republican governor, was able to work very closely with a Democratic legislature in the last legislative session. And that has the potential to produce a really positive and progressive health care reform in this state. I hope that he and the legislature find the political courage to follow through on that and come up with a proposal that really addresses the needs of Californians and doesn't take simply the easy path of aiming at ratcheting down coverage in order to be able to say that we have expanded health insurance coverage when, in fact, we may not, through that mechanism, be expanding health security, which is really what we ought to be aiming at.
You've helped clarify the issues a lot. I thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, and thanks very much for the interview.
For California Healthline, I'm Chris Rebelow.